Luke chapter number 17. Verse number 11, when you find it, if you say amen. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Father, we thank you. And we praise you for your word. God, we thank you for allowing us to come into your house tonight. God, we thank you for this place to worship. God, we thank you for this people. Father, we pray now that you would bless the reading of your word. God, may you help us to remember what we've studied. God, may you not let us say anything that we don't need to, but all things that you would have us to here tonight. Father, we love you and we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. As we come to this story, it's very familiar. And a lot of times we come to this passage of Scripture and we focus on the one that came back. And we see here that these 10 men, these 10 lepers, are here. And I want us to look here. I want us to see, to start with, I want us to see their greeting. And as we look here, we see that all of these men went out to meet Jesus. They came out to greet him, and Jesus being God in the flesh, they wanted to see him. They had heard about him, but they wanted to come and they wanted to see him. So we see them greeting him, but we also, I want us to notice their group. Here there are these 10 men, they're lepers, and that groups them together, but I want you to notice also that it mentions their gender. I'm glad that gender's in the Bible, amen. There's 10 men, amen, men, and it specifies that, and I'm thankful for that being in the Bible. And it also, this group, it groups them together, and it represents family. When you're in a group and you're a man, you've generally and typically, you've got a family. So there's a group here that we see with them, but then I also want you to see their grievance. They were lepers. That's what brought them together. Had they not been lepers, they may have never met. And may I say on that note that that's kind of what sin does. It groups us together. It puts a tag on us because of sin. Sin also, it identifies us with others. And you say, well, I'm a good person. Well, you're still a sinner. I'm still a sinner. And you say, well, I've done a lot of good things in my life. Well, that just means you're a good sinner. Amen. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that is in us. Man is born into sin. We didn't learn how to sin. Babies didn't learn how to sin. Little kids didn't learn how to sin. Well, I got one that may have. But anyway, they didn't learn how to sin. We were born into sin. And let me say that if a man, woman, boy, or girl dies and goes to hell, it won't be because of what they done. It won't be because of what they said. It'll be who they are. And it'll be what they are that sends them to hell. You must be born again. Amen. And so we see that their grievance, it brings them together. But we also see that there is their ground. The Bible says there that they stood afar off. They stood back. Like all men, we were without Christ. Like these men, you and I were there, and we could not get to Him. I'm thankful
And I got the words pulled up here on my phone, a song that Brother Squire Parsons wrote. And the name of that song is "He Came to Me." I want you to notice what the first verse of that. I ain't going to try to sing it, but I'm going to read it. All right, because if I sing it, y'all all leave. Amen. And this is what it says. "The gulf that separated me from Christ, my Lord, it was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. From where I was to His domain, it seemed so far. I cried, 'Dear Lord, I can't come to where You are.' And He came to me." Hey, when we couldn't get to Him, He came to us. When we was lost and on our way to hell, He came to where I was at. I was just a little 6-year-old boy, but I knew where I was going, and He came to me. Let me say to you also that even after you've been saved and you're living for God and things get a little bad and you get down in the dumps and you're having a bad day, guess what? He can still come to where you are. So we see here that the ground, that He came to where they was. They came out to meet Him, but they was only so far they could go. And for you and I, before we were saved, there was only so far that we could go. And He came to them. I'm glad that He came to us. Our sin will keep us away from God. Our sin will cloud our vision. Our sin can block us from the blessings of God, but He can still come to us. The ground, their ground. So we see all these things, but here's a few things that I really want us to dig in and look at about these men. I want you to notice, firstly, I want you to notice the cry of these men. In verse number 13, it says, "And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.'" Notice the cry of these men. It was unified. It was loud. It didn't say, and I'm guilty of it a lot of times myself. I don't want to say it real loud. I don't want to be real vocal. But it says to worship Him with a loud voice. I've never read through the Word of God where they worshiped Him softly and they worshiped Him quietly. We wonder a lot of times why people are drawn to other religions. It's because they're loud about it. And the Christians are quiet and they're silent. We wonder why we're facing things that we are in our country. It's because at once upon a time the church was loud about their convictions. They were loud about their standards. And now we've got real quiet because we don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to step on anybody's toes. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, I was told this one time by a dear man of God, and this is what he said. If you don't want them hurt, don't wear them on your sleeve. Amen. And so many times in our sensitive society, we wear our sleeves out here where they can get hurt. I'm thankful I go to a church where the preacher will step on them if you're wearing them where he can. Amen. But here, these men were loud. They were not worried about people. They were not worried about everybody's thoughts. One thing's for sure, if you're here tonight and you may be lost, I don't know anybody's heart, but if you're worried about people, you're going to have a hard time getting saved. I remember when God convicted me, when the Holy Spirit drew me, I wasn't worried about who was around. I wasn't worried about what my buddies thought about me. They didn't even know what it meant to be saved. And when I told them, they was like, "Yeah, I'm saved. My mama saved me from drowning in the swimming pool." I said, "Oh, no, you don't understand. And this is totally different, drowning in a swimming pool. I was drowning in the pool of sin on my way to hell, and He pulled me out and He saved me." And here, we can't be worried about people. They were desperate. They needed something. They needed Jesus. And that was their only hope. So it was unified. It was loud. But it was also directive. It was directed to one person. Let me say, if we have a prayer, if we have a chance, if there's ever going to be a hope for America and for our kids in this day and hour, we better be crying aloud, and it better be directive, and it better be directed to the one and only true God that can help us and that can change things.
It was directed to Jesus. Jesus, Master. Master. Jesus. That changes things. That's what separates us from all other world religions, is Jesus. I've had them tell me there where my mom and dad live in Villarica, and the gentleman's dead now, and Daddy witnessed to him, and I witnessed to him, and Mama, every time she'd go in there, this is what he'd tell her. He'd say, "Oh, my God's your God." His last name, well, I ain't gonna say what his last name was, it might offend some of y'all, but anyway, it was Patel. Anyway, he said, "My God is your God." My mama, some of y'all may know her, she's a little old bitty woman, and she's mean as a rattlesnake, and she stuck her finger across there, and she said, "Let me tell you something, I mean, God ain't nothing like my God, cause my God's still living." That's Jesus Christ separates us from all other religions, and that was their only hope, and they knew it. It was directed to Him, and it's a desperate cry, "Have mercy. May God have mercy on our generation. May God's hand still rest on us." Because we all know, and I ain't trying to be all doom and gloom, but we know this thing is getting out of hand. But I see I know what's coming. I know what's on its way. And there's a bright day a coming. It's on its way, and the Lord is soon to return. But Lord, have mercy on us. May our children be able to see a move of God before He comes back. May we be able to experience God like we never have before. It was a desperate cry. May we see revival once again in our day and hour. Then I want you to notice this. Verse number 14, I want you to notice the Christ of these men. The Christ of these men. And Jesus, or in verse 13, I'm sorry, and said, "Jesus, Master." That word, that name, Jesus. He saw them. Notice He saw them. And when, in verse 14, "And when He saw them, He said unto them, Go show thyselves unto the priest." And here, notice in Proverbs chapter number 15 and verse number 3, notice what it says. It says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, evil and the good." He sees it all. Just because you close the door, don't mean He can't see it. Just because, you know, one of the deadliest things we have in America nowadays? Everybody agree? There's so much. Carson, he told us the other day, he said, "I need a phone." He's participating in middle school sport. He said he needed a phone. I told him, "My hind leg." Amen. There's so much at our fingertips. There's so many things right there. And just because nobody sees it but you. Be careful. Be careful what we use our thumbs for. The Christ, He sees. He's seen them. He sees you. He sees me. He sees our thoughts. He sees our actions. He sees our words before they come out. Be careful, cause He sees us. But He spoke to them. He didn't just see them, but He spoke to them. Go show yourselves. Not just the one that, then the story that turned and come back and worshiped Him, but all of them. He spoke to all of them. You get that? He spoke to all of them, everybody. He'll speak to you if you'll just listen. It's hard sometimes to just listen. My wife tells me I'm hard of hearing. I hear what I want to hear, praise God. Amen? Y'all nod right there, fellas. I didn't hear no ribs break at all. But not just the one. The Word of God will speak to us all. If we'll allow it to. There's something there on the pages of God's Word for everybody, for every day, for every situation. But we gotta look. And we gotta read. And we gotta listen. For everybody, for every situation. We gotta listen because He'll speak to us. It's not for some, but it's for all. Salvation is not for some, it's for all. It's for everybody. All. can be saved. It's for all. If they heard His Word and they obeyed His Word, they could be cleansed. But what if they heard it and they didn't follow His direction? How many times do we read it and God's Word's not there for us to read and make it fit our life how we want it to. God's Word is there for us to read it and make our life mold to it how He wants us to. And here, if they'd obey it. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Then we have to put it into action. If you hear the Word, then you hear the voice of God. If we read God's Word, we hear Him. This is His words. Yes, they were penned down by a man, but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit for them to pen down. Then I want you to notice this. I want you to notice the compassion on these men. He commanded them to go. Go, why? So that they could be healed. Why? So that the disease could be gone. Go see the priest. Take yourselves there. Bible says in Acts chapter number 17, verse number 30, and the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. All men can be saved. All men can hear the Word of God. All men can be spoken to by God. Somebody said, I have a hard time understanding the Bible. Let me just go ahead and say I'm probably one of the most uneducated in the room. And I don't understand everything about it. I just barely scratched the surface of it. But I can tell you this. If you'll get alone and you'll lock the door, and you'll read and you'll allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you, and let Him interpret this Bible that we hold in our hand, that we hold dearly, He'll talk to you. He'll speak to you right off the pages of His Word. So we see that He commanded them, but then we see that they were committed. If He had told them to go and they wouldn't have went, where would they be? They were committed to do what He said to do. And they went. We see that He had compassion on them to send them. He has compassion on us. Then I want you to notice this. The cleansing of these men. It says there in verse number 14, and they were cleansed. It's a particular cleansing. To be healed of the leprosy. Only something that the Messiah could do. It was to show that Jesus, excuse me, was who He said He was. It was so that when they went to the priest, I'm going to have to get some of this. Oh, I went down to the doctor and he done it, or I done this or done that. It was so that Jesus could prove who He said He was. Every time He heard that, He knew it was only Jesus that could heal the sick and heal the leper and heal the blind and heal the cripple and heal the deaf. Every time He heard that, it was Jesus. He didn't hear it one time. He didn't hear it two times. But He heard it 10. All 10 of them said it was Jesus. Let me ask you tonight. Who healed you? Who helped you? Who helped you wake up this morning? It was Jesus. Who helped you take the next step? It was Jesus. Who helped you when it seemed so dark that you didn't feel like there was any way up? It was Jesus. When they ask you, don't say, well, you know, it just kind of got better. No, just tell them, hey, it was Jesus. I've been in some places in my life to where there wasn't no way out. I felt like it was all falling in. I felt like there was one way out. And then all of a sudden, things changed. Because it was Jesus that showed up on the scene and changed the scenario. It was Jesus. And they knew that. The cleansing of these men, it was a powerful cleansing. They knew He was the one. They knew He was definitely the man. They knew that He was this Messiah. He was more interested. He was more interested in their faith than He was their flesh. He was way more interested in them having faith in Him to do what He said He would do. Let me ask y'all this. Some of y'all may be a little different than me. But I have a problem with faith sometimes. Amen. I have a problem having enough faith to just give it all to Him and say, here it is, you do what you said you would do. But He was more interested in their faith than He was their flesh. Yeah, He wanted to heal them, but He wanted them to have faith in Him that He could do what He said He would do. Now, I didn't give you a title to start out with, but here's the title. Don't miss out tonight. Don't miss out tonight on the blessings of God. They got the physical blessing. They got the healing that they needed. They got what they needed. But they missed out on the eternal blessing. Because they wasn't but one to come back. They missed out. They may have forgotten Him, but I promise you, He never forgot them. You may get in a place where you forget Him. You may have been in a place where you forgot Him. But He hadn't forgotten you. He never will. Don't be willing to miss out on a lot. Don't be satisfied with a little. Just when you get what you want, just when you get what you need, don't forfeit it all for just a little. Just a little church is enough. No, a little church ain't enough. A little blessing ain't enough. A little prayer ain't enough. Don't miss out on what God's got for us for just a little. I want the whole thing. I want the real thing. I'm just old enough that I can still remember them glass bottle of Coca-Colas that burn your nose when you drink them. I mean, I want to, and sorry, preacher, I know you're a Pepsi man, but I want the real thing. I mean, I want something that you know it's there. And I want it all. I want all He'll give us. Don't miss out tonight. Don't miss out on the whole thing tonight. Don't be satisfied. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. And we praise You for Your Word. God, we pray You'd bless our feeble efforts tonight. God, may it challenge us as we see this example of these men. God, they had it all. And they walked away. God, may we stay true. May You strengthen us to stay true in the days ahead. Keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.